My name is Antonio Maddox. Oh, man. Let me get this out the way. I'm the backup of the backup speaker. You know what I'm saying? God do things for some reason. I just don't want to know. I just do his will. He knows this is an area of my life that I'm really uncomfortable with. You know what I'm saying? Do he know this is an area that I don't want to speak with a lot of people looking at me? Everybody came to see her. You know what I mean? Tradition meetings, we always say what? They boring. Right? Tradition meetings, nobody want to listen to them because I'm going to try to give my experience. You know what I mean? What I learned and what I've seen on the fourth tradition. Each group should be autonomous, affecting matters, affecting groups or NA as a whole. Now, check this out. Every group always say each group is autonomous. They never want to put that other part in there because they want to do what they want to do in their home group, right, to fit them. This group and this tradition always talk about the attraction of how the group can bring a newcomer in is keeping them here. You know what I'm saying? This tradition always trying to make the group fun, less boring, more attractive. I'm the class of 1991. I'm always in service. They always say people hide in service because they don't want to sit here and let y'all guys know, you know what I mean, about traditions. I'm the guy behind the scenes to do the conventions. I'm the guy behind the scenes to always do the fundraisers. I'm the guy behind the scenes to always do the comedy shows. The stuff that what the fellowship like to do. I don't want no recognition. I don't want to be in the spotlight, let everybody say, yo, there go that dude, he shared hella fire message. I got a low self-esteem talking in front of people. So that's why I do service work. It ain't hiding, that's my niche. When I came in 91, they was reading the Lord's Prayer at the end. It's only 3 home group members in my home group. I have a very small home group. And I got down here Thursday. And we went to this meeting at 8:30 on Fifth Street. They only had 3 home group members. And the room was jam-packed. It was overwhelming, always overwhelming for that home group the time we come down here and celebrate. Always. And going to different meetings, it's fun for me. You know, because they say in the beginning, they say the third step quote. I said, man, that's unusual. Cool, but that means it's autonomous. Then they said, be mindful for your kids, but don't bring no dogs and no pets. You know what I'm saying? But that is the attraction of the fourth tradition. Now I'm going to start saying some of the stuff that I've seen while I've been here. And the way I share, I jump back and forth, back and forth. It's not no script that I have to share a certain way. You know, man, my mom died when I was 15 years old. I have a big family, but I don't have no family, if you know what I'm saying. My family is Narcotics Anonymous. Y'all guys taught me. Y'all guys raised me. I fell down, bumped my... Look, man, look. They said, make your mistakes in here. And that's what I did. Right? When I start making meetings on a regular basis, right, it start getting boring for me. It start getting real boring. I get tired of reading the literature. I got tired of listening to the preambles. It got real boring. So my next thing was get in service. I didn't know nothing about service. And I'm going to tell you the stuff that I fell and bumped my face. The first scenario was when I did a fundraiser. I was the co-chair of the fundraiser committee. I was using food stamps to, fund the food for the speaker jams. Having the good intentions of doing that wasn't shortchanging. You know what I mean? $100 gives you $200 food stamps. Right? Well, look, the committee got $100 and I still had more stuff to put on and get for the fundraiser. But I didn't know that was wrong. People beat me up. People always talk about the things that you do, but they never give you a good reason why you should not do it. I always call this as in a terms. It's always a big soap opera. It's always somebody always want to knock you down, man. And since we get so big, and it all ties into this fourth tradition. I'm from the Philadelphia area. You know what I'm saying? And when it got so big, and the responsibility that goes with this fourth tradition, we lose the sight of our primary purpose for a home group to get the attraction, to keep the newcomers in, to make them feel wanted. And then you get the people with, quote, time with time. They always come in with the mentality of a hustle. Pop their trunk. Sell the perfume. Do the CDs. Do the pocketbooks. Right? But they're not mindful of what's going on right next door in the parking lot. You have a meeting going on upstairs. The responsibility is when the community see this going on, they identify that's what them crackheads do. That's what them dope fiends do. And we divert our primary purpose of the meeting. Now, what I've seen, and my responsibility is, I don't like to say, mind your business. In the basic text, show me where it say, mind your business. I affronted these people. It got almost physical. Now what happened, the result of what happened, they lost their meeting place. Result of what was happening in the parking lot. The responsibility of the fourth tradition, and it's in the works and high. Why? We accept the responsibility that we see how the fourth tradition encouraged us to act responsible as a group and as a fellowship. Just because we had all this clean time, don't give you the right to do what you want to do. Just because you got a badge of, I have 24 years and 10 months, and you should understand, and what I say is law. I just have today. I'm still in training. This is a day-to-day program, right? I'm still learning. What you're saying, if you don't do no step work, you ain't going to grow. Know what I mean? The step work is the key to freedom. If you don't do no step work, how are you going to listen and how are you going to follow traditions? If you don't want to get in service, how are you going to understand traditions? Man. This is a real uncomfortable position for me right here. I don't like the curtain to open and y'all see me. And I'll tell y'all, man, I'm the backup of the backup speaker. You know what I'm saying? They called me yesterday. I said, God, you know I don't want to do this. God, you know this is not my forte. God, you know I might don't have the gift of trying to carry a message of the fourth tradition. I can show you better than I can tell you. But when I got here and I went down there at 10 o'clock in the morning, I said, I'm here, signed for the fourth tradition. The guy said, "Oh, don't worry about it. We already got somebody." I said, "Thank you." So we went shopping. So we shopped until like we went 1 o'clock. Then I got the phone call. "The backup speaker can't make it. Can you come back and please sign?" Got here. It was a confusion. I had you mixed up with the person from North Carolina. Great, I'm out of it again. Like I said, man, God do things I don't understand. He worked through people. This fellowship, I totally love. I'm not going nowhere. And you know what I'm saying, man? And another thing about these traditions that you gotta understand, right? As a home group, it's, we have our own little governing of what we can do of changing the format. But it has to be in tune with Nakajanakis. That's where it say infecting other groups of NA as a whole. That's the other part that they don't want to listen to and understand to. That's because they want to say the first part. They don't want to say the second part. But you still have these old groups in Philadelphia that still reads the Lord's Prayer at the end of the meeting. Although it's a contradiction of like religion that we are trying to promote a certain religion at the end. That's why they took it out. I had to ask questions why they take it out. Because I'm a Catholic. You know what I mean? So I'm used to that. But then they tell us about we don't care about what kind of religion, your sex, identity, whatever, all that stuff like that, right? That's why they took it out. No, but now in my area, the West Southwest area, right, we have to change our time because a lot of addicts don't want to come out after 8 o'clock. So we're trying to accommodate and try to attract the newcomers. You know, we got to ask the basket meeting, right? We write down these questions, throw it in the basket. You pick it, then the group shares on the floor. Beach ball meetings. Throw the ball all around. You catch it, you share. Candlelight meetings. Beginners meetings. Step meetings. But nobody liked tradition meetings. Nobody. Because nobody want to get in service. Service not fun no more. Service is, once you get in service and make a mistake, they bashing you. Once you get in service and don't want to do what the other person want to do, they want to kick you out. Once you get in service, you know what I mean, and you can't do what you want to do, it's no fun no more. But now, you know, since I got out of service for a little while, they had to drag me back in. Now I'm the fundraiser co-chair once again of the Philadelphia area. Our convention is in June of 17. That's a shout out. You know what I mean? And I'm trying. We are trying. The committee are trying to make it interesting for the fellowship again. We're trying to get away with speaker jams. You know what I mean? We're trying to have little fashion shows. We're trying, like I said, the comedy show. You got flyers downstairs for that. You know, we're doing, but we have to go back and forth with the speaker jams. We have to audition people for our convention. And it's kind of ironic because when the girl called me, she said, "Can you stay for 15 minutes on the phone? Because I got to audition you before you come up here." And that was great because I try to tell everybody to do that, even in your home group. You get people with time and never did no step work, never did no traditions, and they share what the hell they want to fucking share. Now you're trying to tell somebody we can't have a men's rap and a woman's rap at a speaker jam. Or at conventions. Trying to make it interesting. Then it gets in details with the fourth tradition about the pictures. Taking photography. That too. But when we in the main meeting, I always see this. We videotaping on our phones. We taking pictures on our phones. And these are the newcomers that's doing this because they're real excited about being at a celebration of thousands of addicts. Our job with time, we have to confront them regardless of the confrontation, regardless of what they're going to say. If they don't know, they're going to keep on doing it. So you can call me any cop. You call me N.A. Nazi. No, I'm going to do what I'm going to do because this is my home. Y'all guys is my family. You won't let nobody come in your house and put their feet up on your coffee table and flick your own remote without saying something. So I use all that. And wherever I go, I try to conduct myself in a loving and caring way. This is an honor for me. This is like my third time up here sharing, but I'm always sharing public relations or phone line. I'm always doing tradition meetings and home groups. Never do topics. But this is an honor for me. God see fit to put me in this place that He knows is real uncomfortable for me. And doing step work and having the courage to do it without saying no for the upteenth time and say, I'm going to do this on blind faith. Regardless of my disease saying, y'all guys don't want to hear what I have to say. Regardless of how much low self-esteem I have. When I leave here, I might just go and say, you know what, I probably dropped the ball. Fuck. They probably didn't want to hear what I had to say. They had nothing else to do but sit here and let me ramble. But it's a scary situation when you stand here, man, and your disease always rides you. Say, you ain't shit. You ain't going to mount the shit. Just because you got 24 years and 10 months, you've been here since you were 27 years old. You still ain't shit. I'm always a quiet person. I'm always doing something for giving back what's freely given to me in this fellowship. I don't want no pat in the back. Once you do that 12 step, you got to keep rolling. This is my niche. Service. Find your niche in Narcotics Anonymous. Find what you're good at. You don't have to be a circuit speaker. Find a home group that you're going to love and put your all in all to it. Because we got so many home groups and there's a whole lot of them is suffering with 3-4 home group members. Because nobody want to get in service. Nobody want to be a home group member. But they always say, I'm a proud member of Narcotics Anonymous. It should have been back in the days in the 90s. 91 when I was at 401 East Gerard Avenue. Anybody from Philadelphia, that's about like a mile and a half from a meeting and you have to walk. From near the 16th and Gerard, if anybody know where that is, I ain't going to say that name, Room for Recovery. Then from there we walked to City Hall. Then from City Hall we walked back up to another meeting. Then we had to walk all the way back to my halfway house that I started off with. I wanted this. I know what my disease and my obsession and compulsion lifted. It was June 23rd, 1991. I know what my compulsion and obsession lifted for me. Then it picked up on something else. When the drug went down, then I had something else. And I already shared. When it got boring for me, I picked up service. You just don't know how overwhelming and how much gratitude I have to this fellowship. Regardless of the ridicule. Regardless of the backbiting. Regardless of nobody want to call you and check up on you. Because of the service work. Because when you do service work, you ain't going to like a lot of people. And a lot of people ain't going to like you. You're going to have to do a lot of decisions with the committee that a lot of people ain't going to like. And when you're the point person of a chair and a co-chair, you get all the fire. You get all the ridicule. Man. You could have talked forever. I love to hear you share. That fourth step, man, she could have talked forever. She was touching my spirit, but man. We always say this, man. Get a home group. Get a sponsor. Get in service. Make the meeting count. But what can we do to attract the newcomer when they think they know it all? What can we do to help the newcomer when they feel alienated and don't really want to stay here? And once again, I say, I don't tell me where it's at. Mind your business in this basic text. Our job is to help the newcomer. Regardless how funky they are, how nasty they are, how smart mouth they get. Because we once was them. Matter of fact, I once was them. I thought I knew it all. I thought you couldn't tell me shit. I had to learn. I had to fall on my face. But it's like I said, it's an honor. It's an honor and a privilege to give back what was freely, freely given to me. And I love service, man. I love traditions and I love the concepts. With that, thank you for letting me share.